Wholesalers, welcome to another edition of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. You can find us at iTunes, and you got to go out there and get us. Hey, when you're out there, by the way, would you do us a favor and leave us a rating? I think we're at like 4.91 stars. Would love to get to 5 stars. So leave us a rating when you're out to iTunes. Put in Wholesaler Masterminds Radio, and be sure to take us on the road with you so we can fill you up with some good information. Today we're coming to you with a gentleman by the name of Theo Andros. Theo has been a colleague and friend for a number of years. He's a 20-year speaking professional, has spent a lot of time inside of the financial services community. I've seen him absolutely light up audiences with his insights, and I'm simply delighted to have him here because he is a colleague and he's a friend, and he's just got some good stuff to tell us about. Theo Andros, welcome to Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Thank you, Rob. Great to be here.
So, Theo, we were talking about this notion of wholesalers and the fact that they actually need to suck before they soar, which is really an interesting concept, and I kind of want to get under the hood of what do you mean by that?
Well, I'm not convinced that they need to suck. What I'm trying to say, though, is they got to be willing to suck. And what I mean by that is that too often times wholesalers, or any of us really, are so focused on being perfect that we forget to be present. And what my message really is sometimes you just got to be willing to get out there and be terrible at it. Sometimes you got to be bad before you can be great. You know, sometimes you just got to suck before you can soar. So rather than having all the answers, having everything figured out, step out, put your head down, and get after it, and the marketplace will teach you what you need to improve.
So let's nibble around that for a second. So you've told some wonderful stories in the past about how you in your life, whether it's fatherhood or whether it's the physical events that you've been engaged in because you've been a triathlete, you know, what's the metaphor that you use in your experience in your life for this notion of, you know, taking the risk, if you will, to suck before you soar?
I guess the best thing, it was the first triathlon I ever trained for. I was a lousy swimmer, and my big goal was to not drown. You know, and
sound goal.
It's a good place to start. And I remember joining a master swim program, and I was really reluctant to do it because I was embarrassed about what a bad swimmer I was. And if for our listeners who've ever been to who are members of a master swim program, they put you in a lane based on your ability. And the really slow swimmers are in the right-hand lanes, and they get progressively faster if they work their way from right to left. They had me up on the right-hand deck of the pool. I was so slow. I mean, it was that bad. And I was embarrassed because the people in that right-hand lane were really old or really pregnant. And I remember going the first day and not even getting in the pool because I was too concerned about what I would look like. I was embarrassed, and I went under the guise of I'm just here to observe. And then finally I said, you know what, dude, you got to jump in the pool. You just got to be willing to suck before you can soar. And I remember this little old lady passing me in the slow lane going, you're doing great. You're doing great. And what I've learned is that with time, a little bit by little bit, day by day, week by week, if you stay after it, you're going to get better. And I worked with a swim coach, and you know, I moved from the far lane on the right, working my way to, you know, I never really made it past the middle of the pool. But with time, I got better.
You know, I think it's important to interject at this point because we have, you know, a huge range of listeners. I mean, we have wholesalers that are still, for instance, internal wholesalers that want to get out. We have rookie wholesalers that are still finding their way, and we have seven-figure, you know, massively successful wholesalers. I think the important notion here is this applies to everybody because there's probably something in your practice that you don't feel you're great at and might avoid doing because you're afraid of sucking. And so I think it's like an important header to put above this conversation that this doesn't mean you're a newbie trying something, in this case like you were in the pool. It also means that you were that the wholesaler might be experiencing something new and needs to get over the hesitancy and just go do it. Is that a fair assessment?
It's an excellent assessment, Rob. Great point. And it's kind of the journey of life. I mean, we're constantly, you know, it's almost like going back to high school again. You started as a freshman, you work your way, you know, you become a senior, and then you graduate or you leave high school, and whatever you go to next, you're the low guy, you know, you're basically starting over. Well, the same is true no matter what level you are in wholesaling. There's always the next level. There's always an area where you can improve. But a lot of people get either intimidated or they get comfortable and they don't stretch beyond where they are. And I wrestle with not being overly cliched, but I mean, I usually am anyways. And one of the cliches, I say it to myself almost every day: when you're green, you grow; when you're ripe, you rot. If you're not moving forward, you're moving backwards. It's very difficult to tread water, so to speak, and to stay in one place. You've got to be constantly stretching, pushing, reaching, growing.
Let's replay that because it's such a great expression. When you're green, you grow. What was the part two?
When you're green, you grow. When you're ripe, you rot.
Let's jot that one down, wholesalers, because I like that one an awful lot. You remember recently, depending on when you listen to this, there was the Sunday night email about the croissant, and it was about the stale croissant. It's a similar analogy, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you can become a stale wholesaler. You know, and it's my grandfather, I was very close to my grandfather, very fortunate to have this incredible, he lived the American dream, came to this country in 1914 from Greece at the age of 14 with nothing. Died at 97. So you think about his lifespan over those 100 years about. And I remember him in his later years wanting me to read to him. And I said, why in the world would you want to me to read to you? And he goes, because I can always learn something new. And I think what happens in wholesaling and in many professions is that people get locked into their routine and they think they know enough or know it all and they stop growing. I think one of the great things that you're doing, Rob, is your whole focus is on how do you get better? How do you improve? How do you grow? How do you stretch? And your stale croissant analogy is right on.
Well, you're very generous with that, and I appreciate that. Let's go and take a look at something that you're working on. And I know you have something coming up in the next issue of I Carry the Bag. And by the way, it's time for the shameless plug, wholesalers. You know this is brought to you by I Carry the Bag magazine, the official magazine of wholesaling. If you subscribe yourself, you know your internal is going to get a copy for free to view online and digitally. So jump out and get a copy of I Carry the Bag. Tell me, Theo, in this next issue, you're talking about something called focus on the buoy. And that's just, that can go anywhere and everywhere. Where's that going? And we don't want to give away the whole story, what's going to be in the magazine, but what's the essence of that?
The essence of that, it's based on an experience I had racing in Colorado. And before we jumped in the water in Colorado, a buddy of mine said, hey, you know, the water temperatures are such that we're going to probably get hypothermia while we're swimming. And I was thinking, so why are we doing this again? And he was coaching me on what to do in the event that happens. And, you know, I think it's somewhat analogous to what's happening in the market right now. I mean, I know a lot of people are affected by and even fixated on the performance on the market. But it's kind of a waste of time to spend time focusing on the market because there's nothing you can do to change what's going on in the market. And it's happening to everybody. Everybody's facing the exact same market conditions. So in this race, when we were going into the water was the same temperature for all of us. It wasn't any colder for me than it was for anybody else. But I could prepare on how I was going to respond in these icy waters. And what he explained to me is that when you're hyperthermic, your cognitive abilities diminish. And for a guy like me who doesn't have very good cognitive ability to begin with, that's a scary proposition. So his advice to me was, well, you have to decide in advance. Decide in advance what thoughts are you going to try to maintain when you begin to lose your ability to think. So as a wholesaler, we know the markets are going to be tough. We know they're going to fluctuate. They're going to go up and down. Why not decide in advance how you're going to respond to that? Why not decide now what's most important for you to focus on? My article, Focus on the Buoy, said that the most important thing for me to focus on when I was racing was on the course, on my next marker. Because what happened is during the race, people started to get hypothermic, and they started swimming off into open water, completely off course. And it wasn't about working harder, because the harder they worked, the further off course they got.
you and I shared a similar phrase, and I think, you know, before the call we had that aha moment about, wait, I use that phrase. But it's true. Years and years and years ago, I used to use a phrase when I was training brand new financial advisors in a bank program. You got to get your teeth kicked in, and you used that same phrase during that race. Was that right?
Absolutely. So what happened is in a mass swim start, you know, you imagine, you know, it isn't, you know, there's thousands of people racing in a race like this, and it isn't one at a time into the water. It's hundreds of at a time into the water. So imagine hundreds of people swimming simultaneously on top of each other. While I was swimming, somebody kicked me in the mouth, kicked me right in the teeth, and I stopped to see who it was. What I didn't realize is that by stopping, everybody behind me swam right over top of me and pushed me underwater. And I think what happens as wholesalers, the market's going to kick you in the teeth. You just got to know going in, especially in this time, you're going to get kicked in the teeth. Put your head down and keep swimming.
Theo, it's always such a pleasure to talk to you and get your insights and see how you take, these elements of your experience and your life and make the messaging so spot on and so applicable to each of the audiences you speak to. And today, for our audience of wholesalers, Theo, it's been my distinct pleasure to have you on Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Thank you, my friend.
Absolutely. And wholesalers, just one more reminder, if you haven't done so, perhaps by the time this airs, you'll be able to jump out to the App Store at iTunes. Sorry, Android users, it's coming. And get your Wholesaler Masterminds app. Yes, we're going big time, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk to you again next time at Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.